Well, hello, it's Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and we welcome you to the show. I cannot think of a better subject or a better guest today for Unlimited Life than our honored Dame D.C. Cordova from the Money in You Institute. D.C. has helped people all around the world, and we're going to talk to her. And this is actually so many times I will bring in guests, and I will tell you about their work, their, you know, people that are revered in the work around the world. And this is actually a program that not only that I have gone through personally, but it's a program that I have sent almost everybody I know to go through, as well as some of my closest and dearest friends that have been through this as well. So I know that this program works. I know that her skill, her talent, her gifts for transforming your life, your relationship with money and money around the world is impeccable. And so I'm so excited to have her here today. Dame D.C. Cordova, she is the CEO and ambassador of the New Education and Mentor of Nurturing. She is the CEO of the Accelerated Business School and of Money in You. Money in You is a global organization that has over 95,000 graduates from all over the world, especially the Asia Pacific and North America. Her courses are taught in English and in Chinese. Many of today's wealth and business leaders have attended Money in You and have transformed the way they teach and run their organizations. Through these graduates, Dame Cordova's work has touched the lives of millions of people around the world. Her work is a significant contribution to planetary transformation, and it is because of the Accelerated Business School and Money in You that many have been activated, they've been inspired, they've been motivated, and so many successful, socially responsible entrepreneurs have taken action on behalf of humanity and of the Earth's resources after attending her programs, which is just incredible. Her stated purpose is to uplift humanity's consciousness through socially responsible business. She leads by example. She is a philanthropist, a humanitarian, and she is known as the ambassador of new education. She has a tireless pursuit to transform educational systems around the world and to eradicate poverty and hunger. She is a mentor of nurturing through her work with high-level entrepreneurs in business. She is an author of the Comprehensive System Manual Money Making Systems, and she's co-authored many books. She's participated in over a dozen motivational films and TV shows. She's been interviewed around the world in media. She's hosted Money in You radio shows. And her resume goes on and on, from global entrepreneurship to a program that she's doing called Women, Cash, and Divine Matter. She is truly the forerunner. She is the person with the baton stepping in front of the plate, in front of the line. And millions of people are following her, and it is through their lives that have been touched by Dame Cordova and by her work that they are able to touch and transform lives around the planet. So I could not be more honored and more blessed and happier to introduce you to today's guest, Dame D.C. Cordova. D.C., welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so very much. You know, it's so funny when you read my bio, I sit here and I go, wow, that sounds like a really interesting person. It's like I forget, you know, because you live in your own skin, you live in your own body. You kind of forget sometimes all the things that you've done. Of course, at my age, I better had done all of that, but I am so honored to be with you. You're such a beautiful person, a total mirror of me and a younger version. And I'm so congratulations for doing this radio show, and I'm here to support your audience in whatever way I can.
Oh, I so appreciate that, and I just adore you. You really are my hero, and so it's an honor to have you here. The show is Unlimited Life, and our audience here are really teaching people how to live outside that paradigm, outside the box, how to cross those lines. And I know for myself that when I took Money in You, it changed my life. That I did not understand my relationship to money or on the planet or how other people related to money. And when I left the program, even before I left the program, I must have called and emailed and blogged and posted and Twittered to every person I know. And I'm pretty sure since I've been there that every program you've had, you know, I continually send people to. And I know some of our closest friends have had their lives transformed and are doing amazing work around the planet. So first, how did you start? And then how does this program work? Because it's amazing.
Well, I actually started, my life was prior to Money and You, I was a court reporter and I was going to grow up to be an attorney. So I had been living in a very tough environment. You know, when you go to criminal court every day and you are surrounded by, you know, some pretty tough characters, including the police and the, you know, all the attorneys and things, I began to really look for something new. There were some incidents that occurred that were very scary to me, and I decided to go ahead and go look for something, and I started doing work on myself. I did the S training and began to look for my life purpose. And in 1978, I ran into the creators of the first business school for entrepreneurs of its kind, and they had done all this research on these business schools around the world, or the best business schools that were in the world, and of course they happened to be in the United States, and they found out what they didn't teach about entrepreneurship. And it was nothing. They weren't teaching anything related to entrepreneurship, many of the top, top business schools. My mentors are geniuses. I mean, Marshall Thurber is off the top. Bobby DePorter, who created Supercamp, and you know her. You know, she
absolutely
is brilliant. Oh, yeah, and the power behind the power. And so basically I attended that business school and went through a transformational experience that was so profound because I finally have found something that was matching what I knew to be true about generalized principles, consciousness principles, what could be considered personal development. But it was so experiential in nature because it also created a whole environment where you learned about business, about real business. And so the first business school was 6 weeks long. And then, of course, people couldn't take off for 6 weeks. That was way too long. And somebody asked them to create a shorter program that could be maybe a small version of the business school. And he created Money and You. And at that time, it was 5 days long. And somebody says, well, what are you going to call this program? And he says, he goes, you know, it's going to be about money, but most is going to be about you. So we'll call it Money and You. And, you know, some people think that we have spent a fortune in all the work in developing a brand, which now, of course, is a worldwide brand. And it was that easy. It was over dinner. And so Money and You was the leftover programs, the leftover exercises from a profound business school that we had tested for 6 weeks. And the likes of Buckminster Fuller had come along. And for those of you that don't know who Buckminster Fuller is, you can Google it now. But he's one of our greatest geniuses committed to showing us how to move from scarcity thinking to sufficiency thinking to abundance thinking. And then, of course, that completely changes anybody's universe. And we had just the most magnificent masters, which I won't go a lot into that right now. But one of the things that occurred for me was that in my first business school, I knew that this work had been created and designed for me. I recognized it as part of my soul. And this is something really important for people to understand, that a lot of times you will see a work, a piece of work, you will see something, you will have an experience, and it will just profoundly touch you. And you know that it is totally resonating with you, that the vibration of it, the frequency of it is for you. And what I love that it was about business, because I grew up in the legal field, I had learned so much about business, plus I come from an entrepreneurial family. So what occurred for me was my deservability level, if I may say this. It was really interesting.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes, you know, people don't realize there's a gift in front of them, and they don't realize that it is theirs. And they go, no, 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 I'm not worthy, or no, 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 I'm not ready. I mean, the mind comes up with a thousand reasons why not. And I had been doing this magnificent work with Sandra Ray and other teachers, and I realized that I was up against the most beautiful gift. And it was then that I was able to accept, and even though I had been asking Marshall and Bobby, please, to create something so that I could, quote unquote, have a job, I didn't really need a job because I had retired with a lot of money from being a court reporter. I had plenty of savings, and I was kind of like looking around for my thing. When I recognized this, I asked, I said, please create something. So when the first Money and You if it happened, he had none of the logistics that he has now. He had many things that I later added to it. We added together with Marshall. And part of what we did, we created an environment that was going to be so fun because I knew that I was going to spend the rest of my life doing this. It's been now 35 years. And I wanted to have a party every weekend that I was going to be there. So it included music and food and refreshments and breaks. But, of course, we need to have that little relief because we knew we were going to be taking people into such depths of their own selves, because education is a process of discovery. And this is really important for people to understand, because traditional education is talking to you, telling you things. And, yes, there are certain brains that were designed to take in the information and to completely accept it and take it in. But that's a small percentage of the world's population. The rest of us, mortal beings, we need experiential training. We need to be able to discover for ourselves. We need to have our own breakthroughs, because that's where true change occurs. So Money and You was literally the leftovers, the games from the business school. We played some of the games, but Marshall and Bobby had several games and very, very instrumental ones that we didn't have time to play at the business school, so they got put into Money and You. And then, of course, through the years, this was 1978, 79, through the years we have developed new things. When Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad Poor Dad was my business partner for 9 years, he and I put in a couple of other games that we felt were very important to have. We won't talk about it too much, but it's the game where we use little ropes. You remember that one?
And I do. And so, absolutely, yes.
Oh, that's a profound one. As a matter of fact, when I was talking to Marshall that we had put that game in there, he goes, "I don't like that game." And I said, "I know you don't like it, but I tell you right now, we are a whole new generation of people. We are improving on this magnificent work that I actually inherited. I inherited the rights to the work in 1985. And this is another lesson, that sometimes you don't have to create the work. Somebody brilliant will create it, and they move on. They, you know, brilliant people get bored very quickly. You know, Marshall is like, he's so into Edwards Deming, the productivity genius. He's into a whole other thing. And he left behind for me to continue, and, of course, I was completely worthy of it and had earned the right to continue with the work. So I made it into this, you know, I used business systems in order for it to grow, and then later teamed up with magnificent Chinese people, both from China and also from Malaysia, that have continued with the work for the last 13 years. So I actually have a business model that I learned not only in Money and You, but our 8-day accelerated business school for entrepreneurs, a business model that works for me. And this is really important. It's really important for all your listeners to understand that there is a business model that works for you. It will have your spirit. It will have your energy. It will have the level of fun and the level of commitment that you want to put into it. So you do not have to compromise. You don't have to do things that you don't want to do. You don't have to hate your job. So you have to kind of like adapt and model things, the work that you want to do in life, so that it is profitable, so that it makes you wealthy, so that you can create the level of wealth that you want doing the work that you love that is most needed by humanity. That is the trick to creating wealth and being happy. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been doing that for, oh my God, it's going to be 35 years. It's been 35 years since I attended the business school, 34 since I've been doing Money and You. And as you know, from there is the generalized principle that we teach in Money and You, the precession, which is actually the scientific explanation of the ripple effects. And then the ripple effects that have been created out of my work have taken me to, you know, being knighted, for me to work with some of the most successful entrepreneurs on the planet. Right now, being very close to the top solo entrepreneur in the world that has the only solo valley in the world, traveling to faraway exotic lands that I choose. I can go home. I can move to Hawaii.
That's incredible.
When I think
about your life, and I think about the program itself, and it is about you. The program, the money and you program, people go in and they think, oh, this is a business program. And this is beyond business. This not only teaches you about your own relationship to yourself, but it opens that well of wealth, of not just in your own life, but how you can share it with the world. And what you're saying, how these top entrepreneurs, how these top minds have used this program as a springboard and as a launching pad to be able to do these incredible things around the world and the planet. And you're a perfect example of that. And so that's fascinating to me. It's absolutely amazing. And I know that when people come in that program, it's like a click. You know, if we talk about some of the people that we know, Jack Canfield, or the people that have come in, and, you know, you're talking about Kawasaki and people that have touched this program and then have touched all these other lives around the world, you know, as you're talking about that ripple effect. So how does that work? How does that ripple work?
Well, basically, there is pre-session, and I want to spell it out for people, P-R-E-C-E-S-S-I-O-N. It's actually a physics term, and this has been taught in, you know, many, you know, the Air Force Academy and, you know, physics fanatics, physics people, knowledgeable people understand the particular term. The thing is that we were students of Buckminster Fuller, and Buckminster Fuller would take generalized principles of the universe that worked in nature and then apply them to human behavior. That was his brilliance. Buckminster Fuller created the word synergy, coined the word synergy, and also he created his own mathematics called synergetics. He's the one that's well known for the geodesic dome, epoch center. I just found out recently that the epoch center is literally a ride through some of the chapters from one of his last book called Critical Path. I'm going to go there very soon. I had no idea until recently.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Buckminster Fuller, so the Epoch Center in Florida, you know, you see that beautiful building. So basically, precession is the 90 degrees effect of your actions. It's what occurs. It's like you're going towards a certain goal. Like you say, okay, I am going to make $100,000 this year. And you start going in that direction. Now, it is okay for you to have goals like that as you're building your wealth, as you're young, you know. But when you create something a little bit more that may add value to humanity, so you may want to say, I will now create $100,000 a year doing a business that adds value to humanity, or, you know, or that, and that could be in any area. At this point, the precession that you're going to spin, that is going to spin out of your action, is going to be different than someone that's just committed to money. So that's why we like to teach that you should have a greater purpose in your life. So my purpose is to uplift humanity's consciousness through business. And then my mission is to transform educational systems around the world and eradicate poverty and hunger. So one of the things that occurs is that the precessional effects in your life begin to shift. They begin to change. So Buckminster Fuller used to say, how would you like to have a direct line to the Great Spirit? How would you like to every morning
wow.
be able to the Great Spirit and say, how am I doing today? He says, well, you do have a direct line. And what you have to do is you have to take a look at your own life. What is happening in your own life? If your life is full of crap, excuse my language, is full of drama and problems, your life doesn't work, you don't have what you want, you really need to stop. Because we're spinning. We're literally spinning. People begin to spin. They follow a lot of their precession instead of being focused and very clear on, you know, you can only have two or three major goals. And you always want to add something that adds value to humanity. So a lot of people, they follow what we call their precessional effects, and they begin to really almost spin in their own axis and never create the results that they wanted in their lives because they don't stop long enough. So what happens in Money and You, it's like people begin to get precession. They get like, okay, this is where I have been spinning. This is where I have never allowed enough time, have put enough energy, have put in the right business principles. Because it's a combination of the two. This is the thing, and I speak to this, to very left-brain people that only believe in business tools and only believe on goals and, you know, this is the way to do it. And I share with them that's true. That is true for a certain type of person. But if a person really wants to be an integrated person, a person that has not only wealth but also has joy and peace and fun and a family that works and relationships and a life that works for them and everyone around them, then we're talking about different theory. It's a completely different way of being. So I'm speaking about a combination of the two, and that, I believe, is the secret to many people who are awakening, who are waking up. They need to have that balance. You can't just do consciousness principles, and you can't just do business principles if you want to be an integrated person. You can do one or the other, not a problem, but I feel that most people, at least the ones that I meet, and I live in San Diego, hang around Hawaii when I can, and of course, I spend so much time in China and the Asia-Pacific region. The human beings that I meet, including some of the wealthiest people on the planet, they like that balance. They want to have that balance. So precession, understanding generalized principles like precession, you begin to have an internal GPS that you set to a place that really works for you. So I'm thinking about writing a book, and already, you know, I'm working on this, called My GPS is Set for Inner Peace. Now, at my age, in my early 60s, you know, I began to, it's a little different. I was very different when I was 30 years old. But
I love that title.
Yeah, yeah. And so now you begin to look at where you're going to set your GPS to. But you have to learn and understand generalized principles along with business principles, which most people don't understand.
Well, the GP and the GPS could be generalized principles. So,
wow. Very good.
Can be generalized principle systems or something. So, but I love that, the idea of being set for inner peace. And I also love when you're talking about the integration and the combination of the two, because I think that that's so often, and that's what's discovered often in Money in You, is that somebody is set in one direction. They're either on the spiritual principles or they're on the business principles, and without integrating them, there's a stop. They get to the end of the line, and then they don't know how to cross over.
Where they can cross over. Like, they're very different. You're talking about apples and oranges. Now, on the other side, as you recall in Money and You, we will then cover quite a few of the business principles that have worked. You know, the rules of the game, the having policies, what we call the fruit bowl theory of business, where you set up certain environments where people thrive and live in a way that really works for them. We also talk about leverage. We talk about lag. We talk about niches. The business success model, you learn from masters, you create a niche, you leverage that niche by having an aligned team, which creates synergy, and then you create results. That's the business success model is the core of the Money and You program. So this is why there are people that walk out of Money and You, and you can have a billionaire attending the program and having a welfare mother in the same room, and both of them will get tremendous distinctions for themselves because it is so personalized, because we're now having people go within. We don't even have videos during the breaks. We like people to connect with other people, as you remember. Part of having so many breaks is having people go out and share and talk and connect with others, and they dissect what they have learned in the hours before So the program continues whether you are on break or not. And one of the, and the joy, you know, a lot of the food and the goodies that we have is to satisfy that inner child, so to speak, to nourish, and because food is a big part of life. You know how much we all love to go to restaurants and have beautiful things that to eat and to taste and to drink. And so what occurs for people is that when they begin to feel that safe environment, they begin to go deeper and deeper. And a lot of human beings are not willing to look. It's not an easy thing. You know, it's not an easy thing. So the more that you create environments, and this is what we teach in Money and You, you know, Buckminster Fuller and Edward Deming, the productivity genius, and people can look him up and be very impressed. Edward Deming and both of them used to talk about you can't change people, you change environment. So it's the same thing that we can't make a mother wrong for going on welfare. There is this whole fiscal conservatives conversation that talks about, you know, like as if though these people are doing something completely wrong. These young mothers, these young people, they are a product of the environment that as a society we have created. So we need to change the environment in order to change this ongoing dependency and reliability on government. You don't change the people. You don't change, you know, clearly changing politicians is not working. So it's like what you have to understand is what is going on within you. What are the blocks that you have? And that is the thing that happens with Money and You, too. It's like what blocks, what keeps you from having what you want? When you know that you want it, why do you do actions that we know is going to sabotage you? You know that if you do that next thing, whatever it is in your life that doesn't support you, why do you do it? Now, I don't know if you can psychoanalyze that. I think that what you have to do is you have to change the context and just change the intention, and then the transformation occurs. And so that's what Money and You is also about.
And, DC, when you talk about that you can't change people, but you can change an environment, so the people bring their business partners? Do they bring their sales staff? Do they bring their teams, the people they're working with, to this program?
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, it's, you know, we're by referrals only. You know, we do very little marketing. Our Money and You program gets filled by beautiful people like you that supports us. And like last time, we had a whole company that came from Follow Your Heart from Los Angeles, this amazing health foods organic company. These guys all got started together with the same people that started Whole Foods and stuff 40 years ago. They just chose to do something different. Their whole team are Money and You graduates. This particular time, we're very excited. You know, Alison Armstrong of UnderstandingMen.com, you know, she's a genius at relationships. And she came to do Money and You and just had such an amazing breakthrough. She's bringing a whole group of people, including her husband, because she had these breakthroughs that as a regular human being, all of us, all humans have blindness in certain areas called scotomas. So she was able to unravel something that had been holding her from creating this one piece of financial success that was just a management issue. It wasn't even personal, or because there's plenty of abundance in her world. But it's like it could be a little bit of management, it could be a little bit of relationship, it could be a little bit of communication. But this is the problem with outside consultants, is that unless they guide you into you having a personal breakthrough, it's not going to work, because we are, a human being is the biggest block to having success. So that's why it's called Money and You. So it's about the you. And I just want to use a very, very simple sample. We had Mr. Li was one of the richest men in China, just very, very, very rich, and beyond billionaire. And he was in front of the room sharing in Chinese, and when he started sharing, somebody came over and said, let me translate this for you, because I have certain things translated, but not everything. And it was the most fascinating sharing. This was, gosh, about 12 years ago, something like that. And Mr. Lee had shared that he had this major problem in his business. No matter how much money he made, there was this persistent problem in his business. So he hired the most expensive, the best consulting company from New York, from the East Coast of the United States, to go all the way to China. It cost them a fortune. They didn't solve the problem. He decided that because maybe they were Americans, they couldn't understand the Chinese mindset, he went to Hong Kong. Hong Kong was closer. They were Chinese. They all spoke Chinese. Maybe they will solve the problem. He went and hired, paid them a fortune. They didn't solve the problem. Finally, he was hanging out with one of his close friends that had attended Money and You, talked to him and said, you know, maybe you should do this program called Money and You. And he goes, I am richer than God. Why do I need to do a program called Money and You? He says, I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. So, of course, he attends Money and You. And he finds out, and he was sharing in front of the room. He says, in Money and You, I finally found what the problem was. And I was the problem. I was the problem. Once I solved that problem, everything got fixed. And it was profound to see one of China's richest men sharing in front of a room with open heart how hard it had been for him to see that. And nobody could tell him. You see, this is the challenge, and this is something that we all need to see. We all need to go through a process of discovery. So his problem got fixed because he went through some shifts, and then, of course, everything around him began to improve. And that is true for all of us. So for all the listeners, whatever challenge you have in your life right now, you need to really take a deep breath. Oh, go for a little walk. Mm-hmm. Have what I call come to Jesus meeting with yourself. And that's I'm a Christian and I love Jesus. So it's not as I love many other masters, but I don't want to offend anyone. But having a come to Jesus meeting with yourself is a very powerful thing. And then allow yourself to come into an environment like Money and You that will is safe. You don't have to ever speak up if you don't want to. Nobody ever makes you go in front of the room. This is not that kind of a program. It's a business seminar. And what you do is you let the games take you through a process of self-discovery. And as others are sharing, as things occur in the room, as you take breaks, as you maybe sing a song, then there will be this safety that will be created within yourself, which is almost like it's almost like creating a total alignment in the inner family, as the Hawaiians talk about this, the inner mother, the inner father, the inner child. And when you begin to have that inner alignment of your inner family, there is a safety and self-trust that gets created, and then problems begin to be manageable because you are handling them, which many problems that we have in life only we can handle, only I can handle, only Nicole can handle. And that is the biggest secret. Instead of just thinking that the money is going to solve it, look, money will solve problems, no question about it. It will pay your rent, it will buy your houses, it will pay education, there's no question about that. But then ultimately, if you don't handle yourself, you will have what we call rich people problems. They just get more expensive. Problems, money handles so many problems, then you have other problems. So when, as a human being, when you really understand another big principle that we teach in Money and You, which is perturbation. It comes from the theory of dissipative structures from Ilya Prigogine, who won the Nobel Prize in 1979. For this, again, a physical term called the theory.
And can you say that word one more time? Yes. What is the word?
The theory of dissipative structures, perturbation. PERTUBATION. Perturbation.
Well, wanted to make sure our listeners got that. Yes.
Thank you. So perturbation is pretty much that clash, if I may talk it in simple English terms, is that clash that occurs when you have your reality on how life works and then something new comes in. There's a new element that comes in. The economy changes. You fall in love. You have a child. You fall out of love. You get divorced. Someone dies. Something terrible happens. 9/11 happens. There is a perturbative state that occurs that creates perturbation. Old reality, new reality. Our subconscious doesn't handle change as well as we think it does. So there's a process of perturbation that occurs within our own brains, our own minds. And when you understand that life is a series of perturbating, if I may say, steps or perturbating matters, then next time that you get very upset, which sometime you will, there is going to be upset in life. There's going to be hurt. There's going to be people die. People are born, you know. So what happens is that when you have mastery over your own mind, over, and you begin to understand perturbation, you understand precession, you have clear purpose, you have a clear mission, you have clear rules of the game, how you work with people. When you understand the different personality styles, DISC, the drivers that love to move fast, the inspirational that are chatty, friendly like you and I, the S's that love systems, the C's that love regimented, very clear rules of the game. When you have an understanding of all these different principles, life gets groovy. Life gets easier. Life begins to work because you now have the secret recipe, so to speak, and when it's like almost like riding a wave, and you are a fantastic surfer, and you know that that wave is going to crash sooner or later, but then there will be a new wave. And that's what makes life so much easier, because otherwise, look, I lived in hell prior to getting involved in all of this. I lived in hell. I really did. I don't need to die and go to hell. I've already been there. And I absolutely get that these principles saved my life.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know that everybody that I've ever talked to that has done this program has been changed and transformed. And changed and transformed so much for the greater good of themselves and of their relationship to the people around them and the relationship to the life and moving closer and to their dreams or fulfilling their dreams or helping other people fulfill their dreams. So I know that it works. So when you talk about the games and how much fun it is, I always think about, you know, I came from the acting world, and Shakespeare calls them players, and they're called screenplays. And when we see them on stage, they're called plays. And so there has to be an element of fun in of the journey. And I really believe that Money in You does that. Money in You brings that enticement and that allure and the joy that you were talking about, that place that of the joy, the peace, the fun, all of that you're talking about, integrating that into that procession. And so it's just amazing tapestry. And I love to hear you say how, in your own life, how it changed you. And it's amazing to me that you're so dedicated to doing this program and to helping people. And now I know that you have another program as well in China. Is that it?
Well, we actually have programs in all over the world. We have programs going on sometimes every weekend in the Asia-Pacific region. But, you know, you reminded me, and what I like to do is I like to send people to moneyandyou.com, moneyandyou.com. And there's a four-session business makeover that's free. It's called Four-Session Business Makeover. And it is Money and You graduates are sharing. I share about Money and You on the fourth session, which is interesting because I'm going through the business success model a little bit differently than I covered it here. But I think that I love the Four-Session Business Makeover because it allows people an opportunity to listen to different people. My friend Maria Simone did Be the CEO of Your Own Life. But the second one is done by one of my leading instructors. His name is Dominic Leon. When he started with us in the 80s, his company was trading, what they call trading, bringing revenues of about $6 million a year. He now brings in revenues of $115 million a year in office supplies in Australia. So what is so interesting that we are actually a business school. We are a business school. And what a lot of people don't realize is that when you combine business and principles, you're moving away from like a regular workshop or seminar. That's why we don't call ourselves that. We are a business program. And what Money in You does, it gets you started on the basics of general life principles. And I want to talk a little bit about money here, because the question that I want to ask your listeners is, where are they about money? Because money, there's three steps. One of them, are you in the process of making money, where you're making the money? Are you in the process of managing to keep the money that you managed to make? Or are you in the process of growing the money that you managed to make and keep? And so what happens is that people get very confused sometimes, because they start learning, they start going through programs that actually are teaching them things that they're not ready to learn, or they're too basic. So one of the things that I love to do, and, you know, I'm one of the elders in the industry now, one of the pioneers of this industry, and you know, we grew up, you know, I trained Tony Robbins when he was 23 years old. You know, I was, you know, Jack Canfield did Money in You when back in 1979. You know, we all kind of grew up together. And so one of the things that people get confused about money is, what is the process that you're in right now? What is it that you need to learn? Then there is an underlying process that you need to go through, which is kind of like a cleanup of your consciousness. You got stuff in there that you no longer need, you no longer use. So it's almost like a cleaning out of a computer. And so we need to get rid of some of the programs. And so in Money in You, you know, we start taking them through these exercises, and we're talking about money. But if you recall, Nicole, one of the biggest things is that people forgive themselves for the mistakes that they have made in business, particularly men. Do you remember that part?
Yes.
You know, the whole piece about making mistakes.
Yes, that was brilliant. And that really changed my life, too, and being able to see where that is, to forgive yourself, to... It really was a pinnacle turning point for me. So absolutely.
So, you know, so one of the things that in the, as you begin to educate yourself, because everyone needs to be re-educated, even those of you that have attended 1,000 seminars, and this is something that we get people that they go, oh my God, okay. It was all packaged in 3.5 days. And Money in You begins on a Thursday night. We're going to be doing a program in Southern California next week. And I want to invite people, you know, I sponsor the program in America. In overseas, it is a very expensive program. It is very expensive when other people do it. When I sponsor it, I do it for half price. It's only $1,250, which for 3.5 days. And they can go, and if they wish to attend, they can use the code MY1250. So it's only for $1,250. You get a business course that will accelerate your process. But more than anything else, for all the business people listening, the biggest reason for doing it, even though I've given you many reasons, is the fact that you open up a global market, because this is a challenge in business. Sometimes people don't have enough clients. They don't have enough customers. And in the United States, that can be limited, because if you are doing, for instance, coaching, there's many people that do coaching. So what makes you different? Or you may be doing printing. You know, there's many printers out there. So what you have to understand is that you need to create a global mindset. And this is why I get really upset with many of the mega rich here in the United States, who make it sound like almost anti-American for someone to expand their market to foreign lands, or, you know, for them, it makes it sound like we are creating a mortal sin, when all the big companies do it, all the big speakers do it, anybody who really has had to to change the paradigm on how they were doing business, they have had to go global. So being global is another distinction that we'd like to cover, so that you begin to undo the training, the conditioning, fears that are not factual. And this is something that I would love. I want to come back and speak with you about the Business School for Entrepreneurs, because I want to go through the areas of sales and marketing. Yeah, sales
Absolutely.
And marketing.
Absolutely.
And people and organization, money and finances. That's a whole other area. But what people need to understand is that they think they know business. They think they know leverage. But unless right now you are independently, financially wealthy, that you are financially independent, you can do whatever you wish to do, then it may be that some of those principles you only know in theory but not in practice, and that's what we love to teach people to do.
That's terrific. That's and I want to touch, you've talked a couple times about Buckminster Fuller, and you know, for those that are in the audience that aren't familiar with Bucky's work, can you share a little bit and Marshall's work and where all of this genius was birthed from, and then how their work is really integrating in society today and some of the great global shifts and changes that we're seeing today?
Well, Buckminster Fuller will probably in another 10 or 20 years, and we've been saying that for a long time, he's so ahead of his time. He was a futurist, an innovator, in many ways, he was an architect. He was a wise, wise human being and has many accolades to his name. I think at one point he had more patents to his name than any other inventor. And if you look around in my website, in moneyandyou.com, just kind of search for Buckminster Fuller and you'll run into a whole, I think it's / Buckminster and then - Fuller. You will find many, many websites that you can learn about him. And he pretty much was the first major genius that spoke about the training of scarcity in our minds and the world's mind. We like live in a sea of scarcity. And then, of course, a traditional education hung on to the Malthusian, theory, which pretty much that we were going to run out of food, we were going to run out of resources and assets, so, you know, hoard and make sure that you take care of yourself. I mean, there are people right now, survivalists and things, that really believe that, there's going to be this epileptic event that will kill us all and we better take care of ourselves. Well, Buckminster Fuller was the total opposite. He really, really proved in many ways that when a human being understands generalized principles, there is total abundance. There's plenty of room in the world for human beings. There's plenty, plenty of room. What there isn't right now, the right management of resources. So even our friend Lynn Twist, who wrote the book, Lynn Twist of
The Soul of Money. The Soul of Money, yes.
Yeah, no, she speaks about, that people are not poor. They are resource poor. And when we begin to eradicate poverty, and we're committed to that, and hunger, it's actually going to really, it's going to benefit the whole world. It's going to uplift all of humanity, because poverty is very expensive to all of us. Not just being poor. It's very inconvenient for the poor, and it's very inconvenient for everyone. You know, people sometimes don't want to give, and they don't want to go and support a homeless shelter or educate the resource poor. And I say, yeah, poverty is very, very inconvenient, especially for the people experiencing it. So it is our obligation almost, it is our duty as we begin to prosper and grow, to share the wealth of knowledge, of wisdom, of education, and bring up all of society. That's what Buckminster Fuller taught. Now, when you read Buckminster Fuller, it is one of the most complicated. I mean, his books are so hard to read. So here comes along people like Marshall. Marshall Thurber is a genius whose name is still at a plaque at Boston College as being one of the smartest people that ever walked through those doors. begins to read all of these materials. And by the way, I met Buckminster Fuller before I met Marshall. So when Marshall began to talk about these principles in a way that could be understood, I was extremely moved, and he became my teacher and my business partner for 6 years. And then, of course, I find that brilliant people like him, he had also found Edward Deming. He went to meet Deming when he was still alive and teaching at it was New York City College. Marshall literally went to move there and started learning from him and began to take that work and also, of course, Buckminster Fuller's at a whole other level. So he is much more of an organizational man. You know, he works with large companies, big clients, and geniuses like that, like Buckminster Fuller, Marshall Thurber, they leave work behind for the rest of us that maybe don't have that kind of genius, even though every human being is born a genius, no matter what state their brain is, unless they've been, you know, physically damaged or they have some sort of an illness. Most human beings have the capability to really develop their inner genius and their mental genius. And so it gives us an opportunity for us to continue with their work and then and create legacies that take whole families. It's a synergetic effect. It's not just Marshall. It's not just Bobby, his business partner, that makes sure that this work got out to the world. It's not just Buckminster Fuller or Deming or Ilya Prigogine, who, you know, created the theory of dissipative structures, or
yes,
Georgi Lasanov, that created the left and right brain teaching techniques that we use. It is all of us together. And it is truly, truly, the world is now a village. Technology, which Buckminster Fuller taught us, has created a village out of the world, and it is our obligation to make sure that this village works for everyone, because we're all in the same spaceship Earth.
I love the distinction about us being resource poor and not poor, not having, you know, the things that we need. And one of the things that has touched me so much is that every time that there's an event that I've seen you participate in, you always collect shampoos and little soaps. And that's something that you do that I think is so magical. And what gave you the impetus to start that?
Oh, I grew up in a beauty salon. My mother's a beautician. And of course, what a luxury. We all love going to a beauty salon. And, you know, and I just found out that, you know, so many people don't have the basics. Plus, my friend is very involved in Operation Christmas Box, which are these little boxes that they have passed, I think, 100 million of them to people that have nothing around the world. And long, long time ago, I found out that when you pay for a hotel room, you actually, the cost of little shampoos and soaps is included in that. So those are yours. I clear this with major hotel owners. They're yours. So it's okay for you to take them. And then, you know, I used to like them, you know, to carry them with me. And then after a while, I started collecting a lot of them. And when I was 30 years old in 1980, I did a process to get rid of my own fears of being poor, of ending up like a lady with a shopping cart, a homeless lady in the shopping cart. I couldn't even look at homeless people. I was so terrified of it. And I decided one night to do a process in downtown San Diego before Horton Plaza was created. There used to be a park there that was filled with homeless people. And I decided to do one of the scariest processes that I've ever done in my life, which was to go and spend a night there. Got myself really grubby, put dirt all over me, and then took, and those days I still drank alcohol. I haven't drank since 1988. I took wine with me and pretty much emptied myself of anything valuable and spent the night there. I have to say it was one of the scariest nights of my life. I had heard some amazing things about what happens to women that are homeless. Of course, being a good L.A. street girl, I was ready for anything. Thank God, nothing major happened to me, but it was a night never to be forgotten. The biggest thing was, how do you go to the bathroom? I know it sounds crazy, but these are simple things that we enjoy every single day when you have a home that homeless people don't. And for some reason, I got aware of how not clean you are, even though there are homeless shelters that you can go to, And it just, I would look at those little soaps and just began to just give them to show homeless shelters and pass them around. I've always seemed to have found a home for them. And it's just something easy to do, but not only that, you know, just recycling everything. I think that someone can create a business of recycling computers. I mean, there are so many people around the world that, especially like we live in the United States, that don't have the basics, even the most simple things. And to me, recycling, not just, you know, the trash, the paper, but recycling everything. Somewhere somebody needs it, and yes, it is inconvenient, but there are many organizations that will happily pick things up from you. And if you just make that little tiny shift, just like don't let the water run when you're brushing your teeth, collect things, contribute to others, be aware of that. Some people have accused me of coming from scarcity. No, I actually come from abundance. I have so much I want to share with others that don't have. And that's a big shift that everyone can make.
I think that's so beautiful. One of the things I love, you know, as you talk about Lynn Twist and the Soul of Money, and she also has the Pachamama Alliance, which I know you're also a big part of. And one of the things I talk about is that there are no small parts on the planet, that everybody has a part to play. So if it's your part to shut the water when you brush your teeth, fantastic, or recycle or collect the shampoo or do, but if everybody did the calling of their heart, that one thing that they were called to do, what a difference the world would make. And I think that it's so special that you do that. And it's like in every area of your life, TC, you touch people, whether it's in Money in You, the Entrepreneur Business School, and your philanthropy and your philanthropic work, whether it's your humanitarian efforts. I mean, you are such an extraordinary woman, and it's such an honor and such a blessing, not just, you know, to know you as a friend, but also to the world. You are just doing such remarkable work, and what a generous offer for people to come here in the States, you know, at such a low price too for Money in You, because to be able to go to a business school for that price and to be able to change your life and to get the skills and the tools and the techniques and to learn so much about yourself and to learn how to unleash that and help the planet and the world in the process is just so incredibly generous of you.
Thank you. And I do want to make sure that people have an understanding that education, it is key for you to know that you need to keep powering up with entrepreneurial education. Business is key. And of course, even if you are even if you have a nonprofit organization, it is really important for you to build your knowledge on how to raise money, how to go and appeal for money for your nonprofit foundation. And then, of course, if you're in business, business by definition is a profitable endeavor. So clear those blocks. Come hang out with us. Let us support you. You know, if you can't afford it right now, you know, just make sure that you go and create something that will allow you to prosper in a way that you can become educated. Go to public libraries. Download. There's so much wonderful education, including from our website at moneyinyou.com. You know, just go and keep going, and miracles will begin to occur. It's like that commitment poem that once you begin to really commit, miracles will begin to happen, and you will have you'll have so many resources to help you. But the biggest thing is to make a decision right now that you're going to let go of your addiction to poverty, to lack, to scarcity. Just move into sufficiency and abundance and have the life of your dreams, which will make it easier for all of us to have the life of our dreams.
I love that. And so a couple things that you're just hitting on there. Go to Money in You website, and also on the Money in You website, moneyinyou.com, you said there was the 4-session makeover that people
yes.
can take, and that, you know, highly suggests that everybody do. And then the next Money in You.
The next Money in You will be next weekend in San Diego on August 8th through 11th. And then we have another English one in Malaysia in September, and then we'll be in Toronto for those people in the East Coast. And I don't know when the next Southern California will be. I throw them as parties now. They're my own little gathering of good friends. And as soon as I get time, then I schedule them, but I have a busy year. So we'll see when the next one occurs. But my friends in Toronto, in Asia, they continue with them, of course, all the time. And thank you so much, Nicole, for having me with you. And thank you for your love and support of not only me personally, but the whole world. You are a beautiful human being.
Okay, Nicole's just back. She dropped there for a second. Welcome back, Nicole.
Well, thank you. It's so nice. The energy was so powerful as I was talking about that before session. So I was asking that it's just right around the corner, which is this coming Thursday, correct?
Yes, I did, yes. And
And
people can just find out more about it, and I share with them while you were offline that they can go to also Toronto or Malaysia, and also Chinese Money and Use, we have them even more than the English one. So thank you. I was just acknowledging what a beautiful human being you are, and thank you for being such a gift to all of us.
No, it's such a pleasure just knowing you. And you know, I also know that you're ordained. Can you share that a little bit about the fact that you were knighted? Because I think that's such an honor for your humanitarian work.
Oh, just a few years ago, I was nominated into the oldest humanitarian order, the Order of St. John, the Russian Priory, and pretty much had the honor of being knighted for, and I didn't think I was worthy of it. What was so interesting, talk about deservability. And then you have to make a list of all your humanitarian efforts. And I found out that I actually had been a humanitarian my whole life. In many ways, didn't even think of myself that way. I do know that I was a philanthropist. I know that I have been given away and have been very generous in that way. But being a philanthropist is different than being a humanitarian. A humanitarian is someone that puts their blood, sweat, and tears into the process. A lot of times philanthropists, you know, make sure that some things can be financed. So I also found out that distinction, and it has been such an honor to be part of that group of people and to grow, you know, the order with wonderful friends and beloveds. And we are just, you know, very, very happy to be able to contribute our wealth and time and energy. So it's a wonderful group.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really stellar. And when I think about this program, Money and You, coming up, one of the things that, you know, we've talked about as far as being able to bring your business partner or being able to bring your team. And so as a CEO or as the president of the company, is it equally as important that you attend as your team, or is it okay to send your staff and to have them be working from the ground up, or is it better to work from the top down, or is it better for everybody to working collaboratively together in these programs?
Oh, no, all working together collaboratively. You can't really do work effectively being the only person that has all the distinctions at the top. You ideally, or the whole team, it needs to practice together, work together, and also clear their blocks to creating wealth, especially, you know, and when you are a couple, when you are working with business partners, if one of them doesn't have the same desire or similar desire to create wealth, to bring in cash flow, to attract money, to attract actual cash, money, gold, whatever it is, what means to you, a means of exchange, like money, it's very important that you have alignment with that. If somebody doesn't have that kind of alignment with you, it can actually slow down the team. They can, without being mean or without, you know, meaning it, sometimes can sabotage the process a little bit. So it's very crucial for everyone to be on the same page. And that's why it's important for you to not only grow by yourself, but also for you to allow others to come and learn with you.
That's so special. And I know when I was there, there was actually a mother and son or entire families that were there and husbands and wives that were there. And I loved seeing that. And it was interesting as people were discovering things about themselves that they were able to share that with their family or that they were able to share that with their partner. And the epiphany in that, and how wonderful it was as that epiphany was happening to have the support from someone that loved them to be able to take the next step.
Yes, and particularly, I mean, what parent doesn't want their child to learn about a good way to make money, to create wealth ethically? Who doesn't dream of that? And this particular Money & You that we have coming up is interesting. We have quite a handful of young people that are coming in, and some of them are very good humanitarians. We have such a variety of people in the room, and that is also what makes the room work a lot better, because you want to have the different points of views, not just have people that are your peers, but also to have people of different backgrounds, different ages, and they bring in, every person has a gift. So you can learn from a 16-year-old as you can from a 80-year-old, as you can from, you know, somebody in their 40s that are completely thriving in their business. And that is exactly what we're going to have. We have a beautiful group, and I hope you can come and join us, okay, Nicole? Come in as a graduate. You know, you can review for free for the rest of your life. Any Money & You, anywhere in the world. And then, of course, it's also Money Back Guarantee, which in the 34 years, I don't think we've had more than a dozen people ask for their money back. And they always were people that did not like people. They did not like the game. It was so fascinating. It was like, I didn't like this program because I didn't like working with people. I didn't like, why didn't somebody tell me that I was going to have to talk to people? It was very interesting. And
It's fascinating, I'm sorry for interrupting you, that you actually say that, because one of the most profound epiphanies and life-changing moments for me when I was taking Money & You was, I joke with people all the time, and I always say, in a state of emergency, the person I would want there would be me, truly, because I have these, you know, super skills. You know, I'm sort of like a superhero, and I have paramedic training, and I have the background, and so if there was ever an earthquake, a flood, a hurricane, a fire, the person that I would want to be there would be me. it's been interesting not having other people on the outside that I've wanted there to trust, and what I learned about myself, because I always thought that by myself I did the very best work and that I had all of the answers and all of the power and I was sort of invincible. And what I learned in Money & You was that I did so much better with the team. I did so much better with outside resources and support and people that understood, and together, the greater success. And that was huge for me. And it was funny because I didn't have someone to turn to say, look at that, because I've been, you know, sort of this lone pioneer. But that was an amazing epiphany for me. So it's interesting that you say that when people that come in and you are with other people, you don't have to get up in front of the room and share and do whatever, but you are supported in a way in business and finance and money in your own life like I've never been supported. And I think that that's really one of the greatest gifts of the program.
Yes, teamwork, you know, like Bernie Dorman likes to say of CEO Space, you know, another wonderful family member of ours, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. And that is something that also Buckminster Fuller share. You know, there is no such thing as a person that is on their own. There's no such person that lives by themselves. Even if you won the lottery tomorrow, all the money in the world, you will need an attorney, an accountant, a money financial advisor. You need a bookkeeper. You're going to need, a PR person to handle all the media. You know, there's going to be a team. There's no such thing as really being alone or a loner. That is an illusion. And as we begin to discard more and more the illusions that are created in the world, like, ask yourself the question, what are the facts? What are the facts? What is a fact and what is an opinion? A lot of people live with opinions, or they will ask people, like, for instance, people will say to a friend or their environment, their family, that it has no experience in business. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you being an employee and having a wonderful life, having being middle class, nothing wrong with that. But when a human being decides that they want to be a very successful entrepreneur, they really need to learn and train with people who have created results in the area that they want to master. So that includes relationships, that includes healing, it includes money, whatever it is that you need to learn, so that you need to master. So you don't ask your cousin that, you know, might have a part-time job that makes minimum wage on advice on money. Not that there is anything wrong with them, but clearly that person has not had the breakthroughs. Look, the world has been trained to having poverty, having very low access to resources. That is the norm. That is the norm. So when a human being begins to make decisions that not only do they want to be awake, they want to be conscious, they want to use the principles, they want to prosper, they want to grow an empire, they want to grow a business, at that point, then you need to learn and you need to get into environments and create networks of people that will support you. I mean, I have had a mentor or a coach that they call him now since I was 26 years old. I have always belonged to a mastermind. I always have groups of people that I can access that will give me the love and support that I need. As a matter of fact, I have a new definition for wealth. And my new definition of wealth is the access that you have to networks, to people, to resources, to capital, to knowledge, to wisdom. What access do you have? Because when I had my only learning experience in 1997, 98, when I was in the Asia-Pacific region and we had the financial crisis happen there, what saved me, what allowed me to come back even stronger than ever, bigger than ever, more successful than ever, was the access that I had to people that supported me, number one, when I was so emotionally distraught, when they also supported me with clients, with knowledge. I mean, even Tony Robbins. I call up Tony, and he's what I call his boss, this wonderful man that runs his world, so to speak, privately. I called him up, and I said, oh, I'm having the biggest learning experience. I need some help. I mean, within 48 hours, I had a box full of, at that time, this was 98, cassettes with all these masters that had all these learning experiences. I listened to those cassettes for like a year every day. And then I was invited to go to every Tony Robbins event that was on the planet. So I went back to Wealth Mastery, which I had helped him design. I went back to Destiny program that he has, Date with Destiny.
Date with Destiny, yes.
Yes, and I did all these other Tony Robbins programs, and I sat there as a student and became a student again because clearly, even though you can justify that I was in the middle of a financial crisis, worse than anything America has ever seen. I mean, that crisis was horrendous in 97, 98 in Asia. I mean, truly, Americans have never seen anything like it except in 1929. It was like I knew that I had put myself in the middle of that crisis, that I knew that I had seen some of the signs, and why didn't I not listen to the signs? I had made some major mistakes. I took my nest egg and spent it on taking care of eight employees for 9 months that at the end were so upset with me when I started running out of cash flow that I couldn't continue. But I was so worried about them that I, instead of putting the oxygen mask on myself, I put it on everyone else and almost died myself. Thank God I didn't. But one of the things, I began to learn all these distinctions, and at the end I realized, number one, that I had to learn a whole new set of distinctions to take my business to a whole other level, which a lot of times we forget. We forget that there is a whole other world, and then there's another world, and another world, different levels, different dimensions to the very same industry. Boy, did I learn. And recently, I've had some experiences where I was being led or I was being encouraged to go down some path that I knew that the end result, maybe a year from now, 10 years from now, were going to be disastrous for me. And they were emotional decisions, very deeply emotional decisions. And my wisdom said to me, you have to take another road because this is not going to end well. And at that moment, again, I had to summon up all this courage, all this energy, all these feelings within me I had to bypass no matter how emotional I was. And remember, never, never, never make major decisions when you are emotional. And I had to, like, just go into peace. My GPS is set to inner peace. Mm. And it was like I had to choose peace. And what did that mean? That meant I had to make this change, that change, that change. It was hard to make, but deep inside, I was peaceful. And that is the daily process that human beings forget, which includes money, includes business, health, relationships. I love to drink alcohol. I love it. I haven't drank since 1988 because it's not good for my liver. It's not good for my energy. It's not good for my skin. I wouldn't look the way I look, 10 years younger than my age, if I had kept drinking. It's just not good for me. Do I like it? Yes. Do I miss it? No. I'm used to it now. It doesn't even matter to me. But I know that there's a part of me that loves to drink. So just because we love something or someone does not mean that it's for our highest good.
Mm. Well, that's profound advice in every area of your life. That truly is, whether that be in relationships or in business or, I mean, that's just fantastic. And I love when you're talking about what wealth is and what abundance is. And so what is money to you if you had to define money?
Oh, money is really easy to define. It is just a means of exchange. Money, people should study the history of money. There are several histories of it. But pretty much it got started with little chips, and people used to exchange, things. When you lived in a small community, you would exchange milk for this, cheese for that, animals for this, cowhide for this and that. But after a while, that got a little bit complicated, so people began to create little symbols, little things that people began to use and that they gave it value. So that money, money as we know it, the currency of money, is by definition is something that people agree that it has value. One of the only things that seems to hold its weight is gold. And so that's why you have this whole group of people that are avid gold collectors, because no matter what happens, gold is the agreement that it is valuable, and that's because gold is so useful for so many things. You can melt it and do so many things with it. It's actually a metal that is very strong, and that's why they used to use it in teeth and things. Now, that is all that money is. It's a means of exchange. But what happens is that human beings give meaning to everything. As we know, we are meaning-making machines that we learn in EST and then later landmark education, which I love. And so we are meaning-making machines. So we give meaning to everything. We give meaning to money, to people, to circumstances. So what meaning have you given to money? And truly, if something occurs, I mean, probably because I'm from Chile and I come from South America and I saw how money would be devalued in different parts of the world, including South America. I remember when it happened in Argentina. Thank God it never happened in Chile. That affected me tremendously. One of the things that would occur, you would have all this cash, and then it would no longer have any value. That also happened prior to World War II and in certain nations like Indonesia and things. 25,000 rupees is hardly anything. So one of the things that you have to understand is that there are other things that create wealth. And the currency of the 21st century is your reputation, You need, if you're really seriously looking at going into business, raising money, going to banks and making the kind of money that you may want to make, creating an empire, one of the first things you're going to have to do is clean your reputation. And that, because your reputation is the currency of the 21st century. If you go to TED Talks, there is a beautiful girl that did a TED Talk in Maui. I think it was in September. No, it was in December. I'm pretty sure it was in December. And I watched it on my it's on YouTube. It's in YouTube. And just Google it. I haven't Googled it myself, but I watched it that day. And it was currency is the reputation is the currency of the 21st century. She's beautiful. She's young. She's like you, Nicole. And she is the most beautiful girl that explains why your reputation is so important now. And so it is really important to clean it up. And that's important. So money, yes. No question about it, that it will pay your bills, it will improve your credit. Yes, it's the basics, the basic part. But then people get lost in it. And so when their whole focus becomes about money, then the processional effect that they create is very different than creating a business that will add value to humanity. So that's why it's important for you to create the purpose of your life, the mission, the rules of the game, and what is your final valuable product? And notice that the word is valuable. What is the final valuable product that you're going to create, manufacture, sell, promote, that people will rave about? The book, Good to Great. I love that book, Good to Great. Jim Collins. It's an old book now.
Yes,
one
I read
the greatest.
That book. It's wonderful.
Remember the three circles? Do you remember the three circles?
I do. I absolutely do. Yes, that was brilliant.
Yes. What do your customers rave about? Like all Money and You graduates rave about Money and You. I mean, I think I ran into one person that was neutral about it, but most people rave about Money and You. So, what do your customers do? They rave about your product or service. Number two, are you passionate about it? How passionate are you about it? Obviously, I'm passionate about my work. And number three, what is your economic engine? And that's the one that a lot of beautiful spiritual people forget. What is your economic engine? What is it that you need to create in order for you to prosper, to feel deservable of that, of the wealth, of the cash, of the gold, of the whatever it is that you receive. And the reason why you see me hesitating, I was just in South Africa for the first time, and I came back from South Africa. I do gratitude exercises every day. That's one of my other keys to success. And I have very different gratitude exercises when I came back from Africa. Mine was, I came back, thank you, God, for electricity. Thank you, God, for water. Thank you, God, for the modern appliances that I have. Thank you for the housing. Thank you for the running toilets. I know that sounds crazy, but when I was in South Africa, and it is such a beautiful country for the last 19 years, those people have advanced their country like nothing you've ever seen. But you still drive down, you know, the highways, and you look at the shanty towns, miles and miles and miles of them. And all I could think about is where is the electricity, and where is the running toilets, and where's the water? Where do they get the water?
I have been there where I've been in those moments, and it is, the gratitude is incredible. I mean, because certain countries, you know, even our poorest of poor have floors. Even if they have roaches or rats, they have floors and ceilings, you know, most of them, unless they're living on the streets. And they are countries where entire families are sleeping in ditches.
Yeah.
They dig a
and
hole to stay warm, and so that gratitude is beautiful.
Well, the thing about it is, 1.5 billion people on the planet don't have electricity, which is key at handling all the things that we just spoke about. So now, what is it that you need to do in order for you to create financial independence? What is financial independence to you? How much is it per month, per week, per month, per year? What is it that you need in order for you to not have to work if you don't want to? And once you set your GPS to that, and then, of course, it's and creating that money with things that really add value to humanity, once you create that goal, then it will happen, and you stay focused on that, and you get educated. And this is why I believe that the Money in You program has stayed on the planet for so long, because so many people go out and they create wealth, and they create wealth from having companies, products, services that add value to others. And they really, really get it because we use left and right brain teaching techniques. And because we were students of Buckminster Fuller, we really do have, you know, the last game at Money and You, which, of course, we can't talk about in this beautiful show. Do you remember it is about people really, it brings in all the different principles, and it's almost like a test game, but it's not because it's so much fun. And it's such a wonderful game. But at that point, people get it. They go, yes, I got it. Okay, what I need to do is commit myself to this. So remember last weekend when we were at the Transformational Leadership Council, we had that wonderful mentor, Jim Selman. Remember him?
Yes, that was beautiful. I mean, and I love when he was talking, when somebody actually stood up and they said that they were wanting to create heaven and earth. And he had said, if it was heaven and earth right now, how would you be treating people differently?
Yes. And he was talking about that the biggest thing is, what are you committed to? What are you really, really committed to? And what are you willing to do to reach that, as opposed to coming from fear? Remember, the big breakthrough that I was having was feeling fear. When I think of the climate change and the home that I want to, the homes, both on the mainland and in Hawaii, that I want to create, that are going to be off the grid. When I come from a place of being more resourceful and able, as opposed to fear that the world is going to end, I'm not going to have enough water, I'm not going to have enough food, it's a very different feeling tone. So it is very important of where are you coming from? What is the mindset? What is your paradigm that you're living from? What are you committed to? And so what most people don't do, what Edward Deming calls the first 15%. So in any organization, in any life that you're going to create together with another, and, you know, like I'm so excited to be speaking, you know, about monies to couples that you so wonderfully are going to have me speaking about. You know, that's the big...
We're thrilled to have you be part of that. Yes.
Well, one of the things I'm going to talk to all the couples in that program is that you are now going to go into the biggest business venture of your life. That's what people don't realize, that a major relationship, whether you're living with someone or whether you are going to marry them, it is a business venture. Because you're going to be sharing money.
That's true. And I just wanted to quickly, since we only have a couple minutes to wrap up, and I'm so grateful you're on the show, but tomorrow we will have you on Hourglass Live, and I invite people to certainly be part of that. And this has just been so wonderful, DC, to have you and your gifts and your wisdom and certainly your outreach and being able to help people transform money in their lives and transform their own worlds to success, to gratitude, to happiness, and certainly, as you talk about, possession to making a difference on the planet.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time, everyone. And I'll continue to be in touch. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day to you, Nicole, and your whole team. Aloha.
Aloha. And how wonderful, and I invite everybody to go to Money in You this Thursday. Go to moneyinyou.com, get your four-session makeover, which is just genius. And I can tell you that Money in You has changed my lives, touched the lives of so many people that I know. And if you look around at people that are making global differences and you read your bios, I bet you will find that they are Money in You graduates, that the people that you admire most, respect most, people that you look up to as your mentors, as your heroes, they have been to Money in You. It really is that powerful and does make a difference. So DC will be talking to our couples tomorrow on Hourglass Bride. And next week we have a very special show. We have a young woman named Kate who has just finished a movie on reincarnation. And the movie is premiering. She will invite you to the world premiere of that. She'll talk about the background and the history of the film and also reincarnation in our world today, in our own personal lives. So what an intriguing show. So I thank you for being with us. Again, moneyandyou.com. That was Dame DC Cordova and her wealth creation
her program about money and especially the relationship to you personally. So bring your business, bring your staff, bring your friends, bring your loved ones, but mostly take yourself to be able to cross over that line, be integrated, have a combination of all of the advice, all of the business school, and all of the tools and techniques that you know can change your life and change the world. So this is Nicole Brandon from Unlimited Life. Again, thank you for DC Cordova, and we look forward to seeing you next week.